Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mainly clear, a low of 29. President Obama will be in Milwaukee next week. Details have not been announced, but he will visit Milwaukee March 3rd to recognize the city for winning a challenge from the White House regarding health insurance. Milwaukee had the highest percentage of people signing up for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace, prompting the visit by the president. The logging work is over in Petrifying Springs Park, and it will reopen tomorrow. Pets has been closed for the past several weeks while a logging crew removed 2,600 ash trees from the park in the effort to eradicate the emerald ash borer. As part of that process, Kenosha County's Brightondale Golf Course and Fox River Park are still closed while ash tree removal continues in those two facilities. They will reopen when the work has been completed. As part of a comprehensive reforestation project, Kenosha County has already planted over 2,000 trees over the past 5 years. Over the next 3 years, an additional 500 trees will be planted in Pets in Fox River Park and at the Brightondale Links. Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser in a statement says he appreciates the public's patience during the logging process. The Racine County Board this week approved a resolution making changes to the county's Minority Matching Grant Program, as well as the Manufacturing Renewal Grant Initiative. Racine County Economic Development Director Jenny Trick noted they both date back about 10 years. She said each was created without the requirement of specific data, which led to the changes.
Little information that was required of the applicant to actually show the results of the grant itself as to what it did for its business, as well as create job opportunities. So it gave us an opportunity to just go back to the basics of what makes sense, what's the logical sense of the program, and then to refine the overall process to make it easier for people to apply.
The grant programs were created in a three-party agreement between Racine County, RCEDC, and the Small Business Development Center. A Racine teenager has been sentenced to 3 years probation for breaking into Mitchell Elementary School last July, causing several thousand dollars in damage. 17-year-old Nathan Bush was also ordered by Racine Circuit Court Judge Eugene Gasserkevich to pay more than $3,000 in restitution, attend school every day, and complete all his assignments. If he successfully completes his 3-year probationary period, his record will be expunged. Bush pleaded no contest to a charge of criminal damage to property. A burglary charge was dismissed. Bush and another teen were charged with breaking into the school and causing damage by breaking windows, pouring soda on a copy machine, and, according to police reports, generally making a mess. Former Racine County Judge Richard Kruhl says he was surprised to learn his letter of concern about the Lincoln Hill School for Boys went unread by Governor Walker. The retired jurist tells the Journal Times from his home in Texas that it appears they swept it under the rug. The letter, which made it only as far as the Department of Corrections, is connected to the sexual assault of a Racine County youth, plus additional allegations of problems at the facility. The state and the FBI started an investigation last year. Traffic preemption systems, which allow emergency vehicles to move through intersections faster by regulating the traffic signals, were installed during work on three Highway 20 intersections last year, and South Shore Fire Chief Robert Stedman says the system will be installed at additional intersections, possibly as soon as this year. Stedman told the Mount Pleasant Village Board this week that the state DOT plans to add the system to several intersections on Highway 31 from Highway 20 to the north next year. He said it costs about $8,000 to add the system to an intersection, and he wants the village to foot the cost of adding them to several other intersections along Highway 20.
Those intersections will be Highway 20 and Oaks Road, 20 and Sunny Slope, 20 and Emerson Road, and 20 and Village Center. That would give us all of Highway 20 covered with traffic preemption system.
Stedman said there's enough money in the department's impact fee account to install the additional traffic preemption systems. He said he would also like to look at additional intersections along Green Bay Road, south of Highway 20. Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel is leading a coalition of eight states in a challenge of a new FCC rule, yet to take effect, that prohibits local jails and state prisons from charging inmates more than 11 cents per minute for intrastate and interstate phone calls. The AGs argue the federal rule effectively prevents states and counties from recovering a substantial portion of the costs related to security surrounding these calls. Wisconsin and the other states maintain the FCC's new rule is arbitrary, not authorized by federal law. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.